Einstein der Alben. Detaining a psychiatrist evaluation. First name D like David, I like individual, A like F1 like Nancy. E like Elizabeth, last name F like Frank, L like Love, E like Elizabeth, T like Thomas, C like Karen, H like Kelly, E like Elizabeth, R like Roger. Today is January 22nd, 2013. Recent, I'm sorry, identifying information, the patient's a 62-year-old. Widow Caucasian female residing at Wayne Health and Rehab since January 18, 2013. Her birthday is October 1st, 1950. Chief complaint she received for a psychiatric evaluation. History proven illness patient was recently admitted to the facility. She's getting Seroquel 100 milligrams of bedtime, Klonopin 0.5 milligrams of 8 hours. Does not reporting any behavioral problems, nor reports of any noncompliance. She's reported as pleasant and cooperative. She has reported this is bipolar disorder, depression, and anxiety. Staff reports that she shows some problem with motivation. She appetites fair to good. No recent reports of depression, anxiety, no reports of paranoia, psychosis, no reports of noncompliance with medication. Past history, the patient reports many years ago she was hospitalized 6 weeks, that's why and that, and told she had bipolar disorder. She was treated with medication. She went home. She followed up with psychiatrists. But over the years, she was no longer taking medication. More recently, she seen by a primary care physician, and she took Klonopin at home many times. She recently was hospitalized for a gastric bypass revision and repair of a large ventral hernia. However, she developed DVT and acute respiratory failure, ended up on a ventilator. With some other complications. Finally, she's at the extended care facility for rehab. At the hospital, she was started on PRN Haldol. Also, the patient reports she was not taking Seroquel at home, so she must have been treated at one time at the hospital with Seroquel for possibly agitation. She denied any other history of mental illness at this time. Social history, she was married, currently widowed in 2011. She reports it was at that time that she started on the Klonopin. She has 3 daughters and 1 son. Patient was to be on a cruise at this time with her daughter and grandchildren and son-in-law. But because of her recent hospitalization and complications, she was not able to go on the cruise. She worked at Kmart as a pharmacy technician. Family history of mental illness not known at this time. Substance abuse patients have denied history of drug and alcohol abuse. Diagnosis for child history, gastric bypass, peripheral diabetic neuropathy, anxiety, depression, bipolar disorder, hyperlipidemia, hypertension, sleep apnea, osteoarthrosis, obesity, anxiety, depression, restless leg syndrome, allergies, no known allergies, medications, insulin for sliding scale, acetaminophen, 325 milligrams, 2 every 8 hours is needed. Albuterol 0.083%, 4 times a day is needed. Klonopin 0.5 milligrams every 8 hours is needed. Clonidine 0.1 milligrams every 8 hours is needed. Colace 100 milligrams twice a day. Ferrous sulfate 325 milligrams daily. Gabapentin 300 milligrams daily. Ipratropium 0.02% solution is needed. Gentovan, J-A-N-T-O-V-E-N, 5 milligrams daily is needed, 6 p.m. Lisinopril 5 milligrams daily. Loratadine 10 milligrams daily, magnesium oxide 400 milligrams daily, Miconazole powder twice a day, Mucinex 600 milligrams twice a day, Prevacid 30 milligrams daily, Requip 0.25 milligrams 2 at bedtime, Seroquel 100 milligrams at bedtime, vitamin D3, 1,000 units, 2 tablets daily. You're so ill. Well, you are. You are SODIOL, 300 milligrams twice a day, vitamin D like boy 12, 500 milligrams, 2 tablets daily. Review of systems is nose and throat and mouth are negative, eyes are negative, cardiovascular, negative, respiratory is positive for sleep apnea, gastrointestinal positive for history of gastric bypass, and repair of a ventral hernia, genitourinary negative, muscular negative, integumentary negative, neurological positive for peripheral diabetic neuropathy, anxiety, restless leg syndrome, endocrine positive for diabetes mellitus, hematologic / lymphatic positive for iron deficiency anemia, allergies, immune positive for osteoporosis, arthritis, cerebellar cardiovascular injury positive for hypertension.
Oh, this is Diane Fletcher.
Mental status exams. Patient's height is 5'3" tall. Her weight is 298 pounds. Respiratory rate 18. General appearance and manner. She was obese female. Her hygiene and grooming were good. Muscle tone and strength appeared within normal limits. No irregular movements were seen. Speech was spontaneous, coherent, goal-directed. Thought process appeared normal. No loose associations, no delusions or paranoia, no suicidal, homicidal, violent ideations expressed. She did not appear to be responding to internal stimuli. She did not express, her internal judgment seemed intact, She's oriented times three, memory recent or remote seemed intact. She had a good attention span. Fund of knowledge seemed adequate. Mood, she did not feel depressed or irritable. Affect was constricted. No irregular movements were seen. She had no complaints or side effects, no lethargy, no trauma. Impression axis one, bipolar disorder. Unspecified, number one, or axis one, axis two, deferred, axis three, status post-gastric bypass surgery and reversion, status post-repair of large ventral hernia, peripheral diabetic neuropathy, osteoarthritis, sleep apnea, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, obesity, anxiety, restless leg syndrome, axis four, recent hospitalization, placement in the center care facility, access 5G, S40 patient strength, she has family support because she's cognitively intact, patient weaknesses, she has numerous medical complications in the history years ago that she was hospitalized psychiatrically. Recommendations are for outreach mental health services for psychiatrists to monitor the psychotropic medications for effectiveness of side effects. Continue Seroquel 100 milligrams at bedtime for mood stabilizer, psychosis, and sleep. Continue Klonopin 0.5 milligrams every 8 hours for anxiety. Patients trying to consent for the medications. Primary care physician to follow up medically. The benefits of the medications outweigh the risk. AIMS testing done today. This is the end of the dictation. Thanks.